It can be a little intimidating for a priest to preach during Advent because we keep coming face to face in the Gospels with the first great preacher of the Gospel, St. John the Baptist. Still, as the Second Vatican Council teaches, priests are co-workers with the bishop and have the primary duty of proclaiming the Gospel of God to all. But you know as well as I do that the priest is limited in his ability to preach the gospel to all. Now, and I'm not talking about just, you know, the priest limited by his competency or exactly knowing exactly what to say to a particular crowd on a particular day. What I mean is that a priest is limited in that he just can't be everywhere all the time, and there are some places that he'll never be. But the thing is, the priest isn't necessarily supposed to be and preach in those places. But maybe you are. You, the lay people of the church, the vast majority of the members of the body of Christ, are called to go into the world to proclaim the gospel every day. Into your jobs, your schools, and most especially in your families. As St. Paul tells us in today's second reading, I pray always with joy because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. And as St. Luke tells us, St. John came preaching that we all must, as he says, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. I'm called to proclaim this gospel to you and to the whole world in a public way. And you're called to proclaim this to those you come into contact with every day. But the thing is, before either of us can proclaim or give the word to others, we must first listen or receive the word of God ourselves. The definition of a prophet, like St. John the Baptist, is one who hears the word of God and proclaims it to others. For the vocation to give is the vocation to receive. And so each of us has that primary vocation of the universal call to holiness, preparing the way of God first into our own hearts. The proclamation of the word begins with ourselves. Preach to yourself first. As Jesus reminds us elsewhere, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Proclaim the gospel to yourself and listen to others proclaiming it to you. Listen to your wife or your parents or your children proclaim the word to you. Listen to the words of sacred scripture proclaimed in the midst of the church assembled at Mass or in the privacy of your own home. Prepare the way of the Lord. Listen with open hearts to priests who have been called by Christ to proclaim this message. Even if the priest isn't a very talented preacher, or even if you don't like him personally, God has sent him and made him an instrument of his grace through the sacrament of holy orders. Somewhere, even in a muddled homily like this one, there's something that God wants you to hear. And finally, listen to the voice of God, the whisper of the Holy Spirit. Listen to him speaking to you in prayer. It's so easy this time of year that the secular world wrongly calls the Christmas season. It's so easy not to listen, to lose track of the message of Jesus and all the hustle and bustle and busyness of things, of shopping, of television, of parties, of music, families getting together, or even in loneliness. But this is the Advent season, the season that is really all about listening, as St. Paul says, to discern what is of value. In today's gospel, we're reminded how St. John rid himself of all distractions in order so he could listen better. What did he do? He went out into the desert to prepare for the coming of the Savior by listening. And as he listened, Scripture tells us, the Word of God came to John in the desert. Now, of course, it's not necessary for all of us to go out into the desert to hear the word of God or to listen to him. As we come closer and closer to Christmas, we're reminded of another person who listened to God beautifully, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She listened in that quiet room in Nazareth when the angel Gabriel spoke to her. And she listened for 9 months amid the commotion of her visitation to St. Elizabeth in Ain Karen and on the long trip to Bethlehem. And she prepared for Christ's coming by listening to the will of God. And after he came, she kept listening to God, listening to her son, Jesus. From his first cooing and laughing as she held him in her arms as a little baby, to his final words as he hung upon the cross, she listened to his word. First we listen, we receive, and then we give, we proclaim. But each of us is called to proclaim in different ways. John listened and boldly went out into the world and loudly and publicly proclaimed the gospel. Mary listened and quietly went on with her life, raising her family, listening to her son, and later on proclaiming the gospel in her own quiet way. At the wedding at Cana, at the foot of the cross, and in her private time with the apostles in the early church. How are you preparing the way of the Lord? How are you proclaiming the word of the Lord? Is your heart prepared? Are you listening to the word of God? How are you listening amid the busyness of the secular celebration all around us? As I say, there are many ways of listening. Sometimes you can do this as Mary did so often, by simply living your daily life at home and work, listening to Christ speak to you in the events of life and in the lives of those around you. But sometimes, like Mary's cousin, John the Baptist, or her son, Jesus, surely Mary herself, we need to find a quiet, deserted place to contemplate, to listen. This Advent, it may seem like it's impossible to do that, but really there are lots of ways to go to a quiet place to listen. There are lots of ways, especially here in this church. For example, every morning during the week, we have two masses you can attend at 6:30 and 8 a.m. in the morning. And on Wednesday evenings, we always have a 7 p.m. mass. And every Wednesday and Friday, we have adoration and benediction. A great way to come and prepare the way of the Lord in your hearts, to listen to Him. Another powerful way to listen and prepare the way of the Lord, especially making winding roads straight and the rough ways smooth, is to go to confession. Especially if you combine that with a few good minutes of prayer before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We have confessions every single day in Advent here in this church. The only day we don't is Christmas Eve, because there's so much going on. Every evening, we have it Monday through Friday. We have confessions from 6:15 to 7 p.m., or if they go on longer, fine. Take advantage of that. Come to confession. And of course, also we have other ways. We have, for example, lessons and carols this evening at 7 o'clock. It may not sound like it's not really meant to be so much a prayer service, but it's always prayerful because it's singing hymns of glorifying God and listening to the Word of God, a very relaxed thing. You don't have to do much. You just sit there, listen, maybe sing a little bit, but it's a great place to listen, very peaceful. Perhaps you might also be able to listen to God as He speaks through me. In the Thursdays in Advent, the next two, I'm making my presentation on what I call looking at the Nativity. Not to mention that the church is open every day from 6 in the morning to about 9 o'clock in the evening, except on Saturday and Sunday. Come here alone just to sit, to get away to a quiet place, just you and Jesus in the tabernacle. You know, this church should never be empty. Of course, it's never empty because He's always here. But He should always have company. Somebody should always be here. It's always a little depressing to me when I come in here and there's nobody here. But it always does my heart a lot of good when I come in here and there's two or three people just sitting and praying. There's lots of ways to prepare in this parish and all over the diocese. Pick up a bulletin and you'll find lots more. Take advantage and prepare. As we continue now with our celebration of this Holy Mass on the second Sunday of Advent, having opened our ears to hear the proclamation of the Word of God, let us continue to open our hearts to prepare to receive Him into the depths of our very being. And by the grace of this sacrament today, as we go forth from this Mass, having received the message preparing us for the coming of our Savior, let us prepare to go out boldly into the world to proclaim the message to all the people that He brings to us. Let us go out and prepare the way of the Lord, make straight His paths. Praise be Jesus Christ.